but to take note of. One really begins with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled, that in the structure of the Shemona Esrei as we have it, first three Brachos, last three Brachos, those are static. They remain pretty much the same throughout the year, during the week, on Shabbos. And it's the middle Brachos that we change. During the week, we have 13 Brachos, mostly Bakashas. We're asking for things personally, things for the national community, and so forth. But the Gemara is very particular in terms of how we structure our Tefillah, and it's based on the Tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's based on sources in Tanakh. But we're very careful, as the Gemara says here, Daf Lam Dalet, Amar Bihuda Li'olam, Al Yishal Adam Tzrachav Lo B'Sholosh Rishonos, Lo B'Sholosh Achronos. Ela Ben Tzoyos. Requests, let's say at least personal requests, should not be inserted, not in the first three brachos, nor in the last three brachos. Okay, so that is definitely the mode of prayer that we follow most of the year, which gives rise to the question, why is it, when the Aseres Mitzvah come along, we add the words, the bakasha, the request, Zachreinu l'chaim, el chavis b'chaim, michamocha avrachim, zachetur b'chaim, barachimim. We ask for chaim, right? It's clearly asking for something. Clearly asking for something. So we need to understand how that is tenable. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim, there were many communities that rejected the practice that we have. We've accepted it. It was authored by the Gaonim and adopted many Sidurim, but there are many communities that rejected it because they said it's against the Gemara. More closely, we can also notice that there is a very particular difference between when we add those passages from the beginning of Shemona Esrei and the end of Shemona Esrei. In the end of Shemona Esrei, we say, Uchsov l'chaim tovim, kol b'nei b'risecha, right? And v'sev l'chaim, bracha v'shalom, parnasa tova, izach, v'chatz l'chaim tovim, l'shalom, right? So the end of Shemona Esrei, it's tovim, and at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, it's just chaim, right? So one is, how do we insert anything at all in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, the first three brachas? And second of all, why do we make the distinction between Chaim in general and Chaim Tovim in particular at the end? So Meshech Chachman, his commentary to Bezos HaBracha, says that there's a qualitative difference and there's something very unique that we're asking for in those initial brachos. The reason why we're not talking about Chaim Tovim is because we're not so concerned, actually, how good life will be. The reason why those first brachos are supposed to exclude any personal request is because, as Gemara tells us earlier in the parak, those three brachos are entirely shevach. Praise for Hashem. When you come to the boss and ask for a raise, first you tell him about how nice he is, how great it is to work here, what a wonderful experience, how great it's been for my resume and my career advancement. And then you say, you know, and by the way, I'd like to stay on, and it would be great if I can have a little bit of a boost in my salary. But you always start with the shevach. What we're asking for in the first three brachos, when we add Zachreinu L'chaim, is simply to stick around so that we can continue that great responsibility that every Jew has as part of his mission of existence on this earth to praise Hashem. Part of what it means to make a Kiddush Hashem as a Jew, and what we're here for, is to be able to go around through our words and through our actions, make Hashem's presence more tangible and more noticeable and more recognizable by the way that a Torah Jew lives his life or her life. And as we say in many places, for example, he quotes a few prominent, familiar examples. Lo ha-mesim yahaluka. Lo ha-mesim yahaluka. Shkoyach, you can't praise God if you're dead. Okay, didn't I realize that? Yeah, but the answer is we value every moment of life and we ask Hashem for every moment of life because it permits us to fulfill that mission of praising God. Another pasuk we say all the time, the beginning of Shacharis, Ma betza bedami b'rit yal Shacharis. What is the worth? What is the worth? What is the value of my blood if I descend from this earth? Hayod chav afar. Who's going to praise you when we're 6 feet under? That's literally what it means. So Hashem, besides thinking in a self-centered way about my life, my value, my needs, when I ask for life alone, I'm asking for the continued privilege to fulfill my mission of praising you. That's Lamancha Elokim Chaim. Later in Shemona Esrei, when we can expand a little more towards the quality of life, we'll ask for Chaim Tovim. But in that initial phase of Shevach, we're saying, Hashem, I can't do the Shevach that I'm enjoying, that I'm required to perform, unless you keep me alive for another year. That's why we're able to integrate into those brachos of Shevach. I just want to add one more knesh that he finishes off with, just for the depths of understanding what our Shemona Esrei is. Why is it so important to ask for that life? Again, it doesn't even matter how good that life is. Why are we asking for that life? Because essentially, despite all the travails, despite all the persecution and suffering Klal Yisrael has been through, Chazal tell us that the biggest Kiddush Hashem is that we continue to exist. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in a Siddur that the biggest miracle of all time, he says, I don't need any splitting of the sea, I don't need any 10 plagues, or God opening up the heavens to prove the truth of the Torah, because the fact that we are the one and only nation that has persevered through all everything we've been through, that itself is proof. There is no other nation that after 2,000 years of exile even was still a nation, let alone came back to their homeland. Our existence is the biggest proof, and our existence is the biggest Kiddush Hashem. So whenever the time is right for Mashiach, we'll take it. But in the meantime, Zachreinu l'chayim el chavetz b'chayim, because our very life is the greatest proclamation and demonstration and statement to the whole world that the Baruch Shalom is with us, and that he continues to orchestrate the world and every detail moving towards that march of history till we arrive at Mashiach. Amen.